What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And before we get to the phones here, I'm getting all these emails. Apparently, one of our listeners posted a video. Mike Rivero talks with Wolfgang Halbig. And it was taken down by YouTube, and they got a strike against their account for that. In another email I got, apparently the Russia Insider website is under serious distributed denial of service attack, along with other sites like Fort Russ and South Front. So the information war, we're being jammed. It's just like the Nazis used to do when the German people wanted to get the news from all around Europe. Germany would actually jam certain frequencies. It was even more insidious than that. Germany loved the fact that the German people had radios because that was how the Führer communicated with them. And it was psychologically very powerful when you were listening to the Führer on your radio in your home. That awareness that everybody else in Germany was listening at the same time had a tremendous psychological pressure. And following the World War II and Operation Paperclip, the U.S. government started basically developing how to use media to manipulate people. But Germany, in order to get the radios into German homes, subsidized the manufacture of a very inexpensive radio for the German people. Call it the Volksfunk or something like that. Same thing they did with the Volkswagen. The problem is the radios were designed only to tune in a very narrow range of frequencies that represented the German media. And then when anybody else was trying to broadcast on those frequencies without government permission, they were jammed. We're starting to see the same thing here. We're seeing exactly the same thing here. It's another harbinger of a new world war. Because in any war, truth is always the first casualty. All right, let's take a phone call. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Aloha. I think it would be very beneficial for everybody to take a look at the documentary on YouTube, The Corporation Nation, as well as the great pension fund hoax. Our country, with all its tax that it gets from we the people, has invested in every large company out there, Apple, Microsoft, Exxon, even the banks, they've invested. They have so much money invested in every bank that they can sit on the board of directors and they dictate what goes on. They have large stocks and all these, where they sit on the board around the world, and they own stocks in China, they own the banks in all in the world, all over, in Europe and China and everything. They make everything happen to what they want. They owned BP when BP had, so it was America owning, and they make, they dictate what these companies do. They tell them where to go. They owned the stock in Hershey's, and they dictated that they wanted them to move to China. Hershey didn't want to move. They are dictating everything. Our country is hiding trillions and trillions of dollars. They're not hurting for anything. And these documentaries will show detailed how the money is being put. And it's not just our government. It's every state. Every state is claiming to be broke, is not broke. They have trillions of dollars. They can fund everything. They're hoording it. They're, like, got the money.
Okay, Andrea, it sounds to me like you have been reading those comprehensive annual financial reports, which seem to indicate that the federal government and the states have huge amounts of wealth. But you need to remember that that particular document is basically including the value of non-convertible assets, buildings, roads, pipelines, things like that, that really are not sources of revenue. The reality is that under private central banking, debt bills faster than the available money supply. And that's why everybody living under a private central bank is in debt, and the debt keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. And we know that the U.S. government is very reckless with the money. We know that the Pentagon has misplaced $8 trillion. There's no idea where it went, probably into a lot of people's pockets. Same thing that happened to all the money we sent into Iraq for rebuilding or Afghanistan for rebuilding. Hardly anything got built, and the money just simply disappeared. They don't care. It's not their money. And there's just so much of it, they adopt this very lackadaisical attitude towards it. So we misplaced another couple of million dollars. Who cares?
But no, if you had $500,000 and you invested it, you would get dividends off. If you never touched the principal, you get payments monthly off that money. Like $5,000 off. If you invest a $500,000, you'll get $5,000 off of it as dividends every month. That's without.
Yeah, but you're forgetting the effects of inflation. There's always going to be inflation. That's another inevitable outcome of private central banking that comes out of monetizing the debt. And it may look like on paper that you still have $500,000 plus the accrued dividends and everything. But when you map it back to its actual purchasing power, you'll find out that you're not able to keep up with the rate of inflation. That's one of the big lies of a savings account. The reality is that if you have money in a savings account and the bank is paying you interest on it, which less and less banks actually are now, you're still losing real purchasing power.
I still think it's very important, Andrea. Yes, I think that they could watch the Corporation Nation and the Great Pension Hoax, and it's very important. I think we all need to become enlightened because they're still paying millions and millions to the investors and fees that are investing it in these, in all the companies that are investing it. But
yeah,
they're
making scams and corruption, and it has been for a long time. Anyway, Andrea, got to let you go. Got callers loading up the phone lines. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And then we're going to go to John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just to stay current, I want to give you the Bible prophecy that I just heard 3 hours ago. So this is the Christian Zionist thing, the whole we're loyal to Israel because Jesus was a Jew and all this garbage. Are you familiar with the Club K missile system?
Not really. I do need to start studying up on all these weapons again, obviously.
Okay, if you look that up, you'll find out that Russia is the chief exporter of the Club K missile system. The other thing is the radical Islamic terrorist, the man who is heading up Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons of mass destruction program, apparently his company owns a port in the United States, and now he's making a bid for the port of Wilmington, Delaware. And the council there is about to approve it. Okay, so this guy's going to own two ports in the United States. And then the third thing was that Russia, I guess they helped out Venezuela when Chavez was gone. And apparently Russia owns 50% of Citgo now. So Russia has been running tanker trucks all throughout the United States. So the Bible prophecy scam is that God is going to let America get wiped off the map so Russia can move in and attack Israel, but then God's going to miraculously save Israel. And, of course, the Christians don't need to do it. And the Christians...
Okay.
Oh, this is great. The Christians don't need to do anything like the fucking fathers. They don't need to take a moral stand on this because they're all going to get raptured out of here anyway. Isn't that great?
Well, after they get raptured out, can I have their car and house?
I think you can. I'd be happy.
Okay,
to,
good.
Yeah. If I find an empty one, I'll pay for the plane ticket for you to come over to the mainland and move in.
Yeah, I need a bigger place with a studio where I can have lights and a proper camera and a green screen and everything like that. Anyway, John, thanks an awful lot for that wonderful insight. And we're going to switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've listened to you for a long time, and I didn't know you were a white supremacist. Haaretz now has a story out that says the white supremacists are all defending Syria and what's his name, Assad. I just read.
Oh man, that is a real reach. That is a real reach.
Yeah. Well, it's also on a story today with some kind of cosmic gorilla effect. Are aliens right here among us? I thought Haaretz had some credibility. But in their science and health section,
they've descended into tabloidism. I mean, I used to have a lot of respect for Haaretz, but they're almost as bad now as some of those British tabloids, where every once in a while there'll be some real news, and it's surrounded by all these thumbnails about, you know, these scantily clad supermodels and actresses and everything.
Well, they're going all the way back to 1981 with a photo from Reuters over Vancouver Island in British Columbia showing some hubcap in the air that they say is it a flying object, like a flying saucer or something. But that's right there today. And before I could leave their webpage after looking at, glancing at the one about being a white supremacist, if you support Assad, that story popped up. Wait, don't you want to read this too?
Yeah, sad.
It's just sad, and that's, I mean, you can't, that propaganda's so thick you can't spread it on toast. I'll let you go.
Well, you know, they can't sell the story about the gas attack. Nobody is buying it. So, yeah, it's going to be personal attacks now. Anybody who questions the official story is a traitor. Anybody who supports Assad, as you say, is a white supremacist. It's all ad hominem attacks because they don't have anything else to sell this with.
Yeah.
They're raising a busted flush.
Let's just hope there's no fake Israeli satellite TV uplink trucks roaming around America with a missile launcher in them ready to pop up an EMP about 300-400 miles above Kansas.
Well, don't forget there's still that unexplained radioactive emission coming out of Israel's New York consulate. And remember when the Nuclear Emergency Search Team was developing their baseline maps over metropolitan areas, so that in the event they were trying to track a rogue nuclear device, they would already know what was already there, and they could pick out the one that was brand new and moving. And it turned out that there's a great deal of radioactivity around the New York consulate of Israel. Israel, of course, would not allow anybody in to see what it was or inspect it. And the speculation is that all the way back during the NUMEX scandal, which is when this company was reprocessing nuclear waste back into usable fuel, a huge amount of uranium went missing. And it is basically suspected that most of this material wound up in Israel as the fuel for their first-generation nuclear weapons. Now, it would have been very trivial for Israel to keep some of that uranium here in the United States of America with which to fabricate a bomb. And once you've got the fissionable uranium, making a bomb is actually easy. A uranium bomb is basically a long pipe, and there are two subcritical masses of uranium at each end. You slap them together, it goes bang. That's the secret of a uranium bomb, the little boy bomb.
Did you ever see this?
Plus, there's that. Apparently, a nuclear weapon went missing during that Minnow Air Base thing that was happening all the way back during Iraq, where this aircraft took off with six nuclear weapons on the wing pylons, which is not how you transport them. And when it finally arrived where it was going, there were only five, and the flight crew died under questionable circumstances shortly thereafter. So there are some nuclear weapons running around loose and unaccounted for. What is really ironic, do you remember when George Bush outed Valerie Plame as a CIA agent? She was working for a company called Brewster Jennings and Associates, which was a CIA front for the CIA's operation to try and locate and identify all nuclear weapons on the earth. And they wound up being shut down. And so George Bush, in order to get Valerie Plame, literally removed our ability to find out who does and does not have nuclear weapons. I'm sure they've rebuilt the capability since then under some other name. But who knows what nuclear weapons changed hands during that transition interval?
Samson options, what comes to my mind. They have a satanic mentality of if they can't control it, they're going to destroy it. That's pretty dang satanic, if you ask me.
For a country that likes to pretend that they're following nuclear ambiguity, they keep making these statements about, you know, we can nuke Europe. You know, the Arabs may have all the oil, but we've got the match. I mean, just all this very arrogant, reckless talk.
Yeah, sad. I mean, you know, it wouldn't, two or three nukes strategically placed could, you know, because of the cascading effect of our industrialized world, it just, you know, smoldering and blowing up would kill the planet. You don't need a full-out nuclear exchange between Russia and Soviet, I mean, whatever they are now. Russian coalition and the U.S. Can certainly destroy the world, but I don't think you need a full-out nuclear exchange to do that. 90% of America, well, according to our government's own study, would be dead in a year without an electric power grid. And that's going to, that filters on over into Europe and on around the northern hemisphere when that happens.
Well, we don't need to go into the fine details. I'm sure that we can all agree that World War III is a really, really bad idea. That's why we include it in our show logo and as one of the rotating banners at whatreallyhappened.com. It's a bad idea. But the people who are on all in favor of this, they've all got their bunkers. When things start to really go south, the president goes to Mount Weather. Congress goes to the Greenbrier. Congress goes to this place in North Carolina, the something Lodge. I forget what the name of it is. But they've all got their little bolt holes. And I'm sure they're all dreaming that they'll stay down there for a year eating all this preserved food and water, recycled water and everything, and they'll come up and the planet will be green and beautiful and wonderful to live in. No, it won't. They'll come up to an absolutely dead world, and they will starve to death. Yeah. Anyway, listen, Mike, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to take another phone call from James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, on that nuclear subject, WikiLeaks just released some of Bolton's emails, including a partial discussion between him and Trump, and one of them was particularly depressing. It said, "Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but something about 10 to 20 million killed tops, depending on the breaks." I'm just kidding. That's
actually a quote from Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah. As far as autism, you talk about autism a lot, but it amazes me how the public misses about half of the implications of any issue. I wanted to mention quickly, autism is primarily caused by damage to a part of the brain called the cerebellum. And the thing is, when Hans Asperger wrote his paper in 1944, it was on autistic, what he called autistic psychopathy. When you damage the cerebellum in such a way as to change behavior, it's like drawing a line on a piece of paper in the middle, standing the pencil up on the point, letting it fall. On one side, it results in being too passive, which is most of the time autism. On the other side, it ends up being psychopathy and narcissistic personality disorder. I just emailed you a link to the perfect video to understand all the implications of this. It's Mike Cross interviews Sam Bagnon. It's called Narcissists Are Among Us, but there's a few little audio problems at the beginning. It's 45 minutes, but if you want to understand, I mean, for the skyrocketing numbers of autistic people, we also have skyrocketing numbers of psychopaths and narcissists. And according to Wagner, who's a diagnosed narcissist himself, these are becoming a spectrum. Psychopaths are,
it does
are
seem
like
we have a lot of crazy people on this planet. And again, a lot of it may tie in with those prescription psychiatric medications. We may literally be in the process of drugging the entire human population into psychotic behavior, which, of course, is just going to shove us toward war that much more quickly.
You talked last week about glyphosate. Well, the thing is, cerebellum, if you read a neurology text, it's only about motor control, but Dr. Robert G. Heath discovered in the 1950s that it's also very much about behavior and diminished cerebellar volume and activity.
Yeah, this idea of discrete locations in the brain is kind of going out of fashion. James, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Jeremy Corbyn is demanding Parliament vote on the military action in Syria. Apparently, he's trying to head off the possibility that Theresa May will be arm-twisted by Donald Trump into committing British military support for the attack on Syria, and Corbyn wants to rein that on in. Somebody just sent me the results of a poll. Do you support Theresa May committing to bombing Syria? 86% said no. So the British people aren't buying this any more than the American people are buying it. We ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com, and it was over 90% no, where we shouldn't be going into bombing Syria. Now then, I want to back up a little bit here to the pitch, the beg that you heard over the break. As you can tell, we're literally in a war against war. And the people who want the war, they're trying to shut the independent media down. You've got that ridiculous law that's being proposed in California where anybody running a website physically in California, which thankfully I am not, I'm located in Hawaii and my server is in parts unknown. But if you're running any kind of a system in California, which are most of the big social media, are in California, then you have to allow government-approved fact-checkers to determine whether stories regarding things like vaccines, medicine in general, government policy, war policy, have to be approved by the government or they're not allowed to go on the internet. So they're trying to turn the internet into another version of the controlled media like the corporate media is. And so it's a fight. My server is getting hit with attacks again. Somebody just wrote on in and said it looks like somebody's trying to interfere with the YouTube video feed. The other side likes to play dirty. And the other side, unfortunately, has got a huge amount of money behind them in the expectation that victory in war will bring huge profits. And we here in the independent media who are trying to prevent this war, at least in my case, because I think the United States is going to lose this one, we need your help. It's never been more serious. And it's hard for us to help to ask for your help because we understand you are all in the same dire financial situation that we all are. Governments that go to war, governments that are acting contrary to the interests of their own people, deliberately drive the population down into poverty to keep them weak. That's why there's been an attack on the middle class. Opposition to oligarchy arises from the middle class because they have got the wealth to finance political action committees, new media, and so forth. So we really need your help. If you are able, the address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, and I know a lot of you do because I get it all the time, bills wrapped in tinfoil. The address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to become a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. If you want to donate to whatreallyhappened.com, and it is needed, welcome, and greatly appreciated, you can go to the top of the webpage, and over in the right margin, there's a little donate button that you can click on, and you can help us out that way. We're in a fight for the future, not just of the United States of America, but the entire world. So the network thanks you, and I thank you. And we're going to start a phone call with Veronica in Iowa, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. But what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'll make this very short. I'm a huge Gary Larson fan, and when you said, you know, President, Congress, Senator are going to come out of these bunkers and there's not going to be anything left, immediately his cartoon, and it's that scene, everything's gone, and the guy's standing there going, thank God, Sylvia, we're alive. There's nothing left, and you've got to see this cartoon, just, you know, whatever you're
saying. I have seen it. I'm a big Gary Larson fan, too.
Yeah, he's tremendous. But so that I think you'll really appreciate that one, and I do appreciate everything you do. And I'm going to try really hard to send a donation. I'm on disability, so it's pretty skinny here, but you're worth it.
Well, thank you very much, and I do appreciate it. And every little tiny bit helps. I did a variation on that same theme, where there's this one soldier standing amid total desolation of his destroyed city saying, we did it, Jesus. We've gotten rid of all the infidels. I'm the last person left on earth. You're supposed to take me up to heaven. Jesus, are you there? Hello. And it is that absurd. But there are even some Twilight Zone episodes from the original Twilight Zone that are coming back. That's how close we are to this insanity. Anyway, listen, Veronica, thank you very much for the kind words. Thank you for the donation. We're going to take another break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Syria. Everybody is talking tough. Russia has just announced that they will attack any missiles or aircraft coming into Syria, and then they will attack the launch points, which means those Aegis ships, possibly the USS Georgia, if they can locate where it is. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is telling Israel to just stay out of this. It's really none of their business, which is not going to stop Israel at all. And if there is going to be the use of nuclear weapons, I expect it might be Israel that uses the first one. And then says, wasn't us, we don't have nuclear weapons, which everybody knows is an absolute lie. Mordecai Vanunu revealed Israel's secret underground bomb factory underneath the Dimona reactor. And when the former government of South Africa fell, the new incoming government found documents showing that Israel had tried to sell a nuclear weapon to the former government of South Africa, the very activity the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent, which Israel still refuses to sign. Now, the Deputy Secretary General of NATO, Rose Gottemuller, says that they categorically want to avoid a confrontation with Russia. Well, it may not be up to them, because under Article 5 of the NATO Charter, an attack on any one of those nations is an attack on them all. And all the NATO nations are committed by that treaty to come on in and help the U.S. and Great Britain give Russia what for, even at the risk of having nuclear missiles rain down on their countries. Now, the Russian military has now secured the area where this alleged chemical weapon attack took place, and they're opening up what they call a safe corridor for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons personnel to get on in and investigate the area and take samples. Now, the United Nations voted down all three of the measures that were going to call for an investigation of what actually did happen, but Assad basically said to the OPCW, come on in anyway. You don't need the Security Council. Please come on in. And the Russians are already in the area. Their biological warfare experts are taking samples. They cannot find anything. They visited the hospital in Duma, including its basement, where the original White Helmet report said there were mountains of corpses piled up. And there wasn't a single corpse and not even a single person who came in for treatment for chemical weapons injury after this supposed attack. It didn't happen. They've made it up out of thin air, and they're risking World War III over this lie. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. We're obviously all very concerned. But whatever does happen, it is important for those of us who are looking back on these times from the future to remind everybody this was all started by the United States of America with a lie, just like they started the Spanish-American War with the lie about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor sinking the USS Maine, just like they escalated the war in Vietnam with the lie about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, just like the U.S. got us into World War I with this lie that the Lusitania was just an innocent passenger ship. When it later came on out, it was in fact smuggling weapons to Great Britain, just like how the United States got us into World War II by goading Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor and then claiming it was a complete surprise. And, of course, how we got lied into the war in Iraq with all the stories about nuclear weapons. That's how the U.S. government gets into wars. They lie about it. And we have to keep reminding the future that that's how the United States started all these wars, with lie after lie after lie after lie. And frankly, I consider that the highest of the high crimes and misdemeanors any ruler can commit, to lie to their people to trick them into a war of conquest. Now, interestingly enough, over in Russia, their spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, is expressing concern that when the United States launches their missiles into Syria, they may set one to hit that site in Duma where the chemical weapon attack took place in order to prevent the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons inspectors actually verifying whether or not something actually happened. And I would not put it past the U.S. government to do precisely that. You know, oh, the site's been blown up. One of our missiles went off course. You know, just take our word for it. We wouldn't lie to you about this. We're the U.S. government. We never lie about anything. Now, over at Washington's blog, they have an article by Francis Boyle. He's a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. He's been around for a very long time. He writes a lot of really good articles. And he's out there saying that if Donald Trump attacks Syria on the basis of unproven allegations without the permission of Congress, without a UN Security Council resolution, it is an impeachable act. And in this case, I concur. If Donald Trump goes forward with this attack, I support his impeachment. Not because it will change the deep state agenda, but because we the American people have to start sending a message to the rest of the world that we are not in agreement with this. Look at how the people of Germany have been stigmatized for generation after generation after generation with this idea that they all stood in line and supported Adolf Hitler. Actually, a lot of people did not. They were kept quiet by fear of the Gestapo, fear of the SS, just a desire not to have their lives disrupted, and they lost their country for it. We cannot afford to repeat that mistake. We cannot afford to be silent. We have to speak out. We have to send this message to the rest of the world. We know the U.S. government is lying to start another war. We do not support it. We're doing everything that we can within the letter of the law to stop it. But our elections are completely rigged, so members of the government are immune from the will of the people. And that's just where we are. All right, let's take another phone call. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, I don't remember the source, but I remember reading an article. I don't remember breaking down the original German of what Hitler actually said vis-a-vis what they, if I understand correctly, basically the media, newspapers, or radio claim that Hitler said war is inevitable when what he was really trying to say was your political leadership, these criminals in your political system, they are making war inevitable, which is two entirely different things. It's the difference between Ahmadinejad saying that the regime occupying Jerusalem should vanish from the page of history versus wipe Israel off the face of the map. It's a complete misrepresentation of what was actually said. Do you have any
thoughts? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I don't know if it's still there. But there was on YouTube the actual video of Hitler's speech along with a translation underneath of what he was saying. And obviously, anybody who speaks German could validate the translation was accurate. Adolf Hitler did not want war. It was forced on him. And if you go and read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you will see in there how Great Britain wanted the war. Because Germany, following the abolishment of their private central bank, their economy lit up. They called it the German miracle. Germany was reindustrializing, and they had become serious competition for Great Britain, which was still laboring under the private central bank, the Bank of England. They didn't nationalize it until after the end of World War II. And the reality is, nations that are entrapped by private central banks cannot compete with nations that are free. And so all during the 1930s, Churchill was on the radio saying, Germany is bad. Germany's a threat to our economy. If we don't deal with them now, we will have fought World War One in vain. And again, you need to remember that World War One actually began between Serbia and Austria-Hungary. And somehow Germany was made the enemy because they were an economic threat to Great Britain and the United States because they made really good products that the world wanted to buy, and Britain and the United States could not compete with them.
Neither in terms of quality nor in value, in terms of price versus, if you have a choice between some cheap piece of crap that can barely hold together until the warranty expires versus having, say, a Craftsman that has a lifetime warranty, you'd rather have the thing that's got a lifetime warranty that even if you do have a problem, you take it in. But the thing is that that's what's been disappearing in the United States because the main thing
is absolutely. Every time I have to replace one of these computers, I'll go on down to Best Buy and say, I need a durable, reliable machine that will last a long time. And I'm willing to pay extra to get it. And the salesman looks at me with this deer in the headlight look and say, no, there is no such a thing. All computers, will burn out after 3 to 5 years. And then I'll say, I have a Commodore VIC-20 from the 1970s that is still running. So don't tell me that these things cannot be built to last.
And the thing is, if they're built in a modular structure where you have, say, a video card that goes bad, you replace the video card. That's the handy thing about desktops is they are a lot easier to replace the bad component, even if you have to replace the motherboard. But the thing is, technology marches forward, and the more compact they make things, there's complications in that direction. But still, they could make things a lot more reliable and a lot more repairable. But still,
The business model is to sell you something, you use it for 3 years, you throw it away, you buy the new one, and it just keeps the money flowing into the companies. And even the new, more modern desktop computers, all the graphics and everything are on the motherboard, and they've taken out the slot where you can add in additional accessory cards. It's an all-in-one machine. The only thing that you're able to do is add more memory to it. And it really does make it very difficult. We can't configure the machines to do what we need to do the attitude of the computer companies is, we know what's best for you. Just buy our machine, and we guarantee that it's what at least the majority of you want to see happen. That was part of the design logic behind Windows 10, which I loathe. I absolutely loathe it. I have one Windows 10 machine that I bought to support my work here in the studio. I still haven't plugged into the audio chain because it is just that much of a pain in the neck to try and get it to do anything.
A lot open source is a whole lot more superior. And yes. That's the thing. And going back to the original subject, basically the thing is, I think you might like what I call it is American deceptionalism. When they say, well, American exceptionalism, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, excuse me. Yeah, based on the idea that the official account has to be true because might make right. And that's the fundamental problem is, no, your account is not honest and it's not true. And, you know, when I'm being fair to people that are being vilified, I'm not, you know, there was this movie, Denial, where they slandered David Irving as, you know, I remember at one point they said, oh, this guy, he fell in love with Hitler. It's like, no, he was just being fair that Hitler wasn't really the one creating all the problems. The problems were these various people doing things that really were not right. And the thing is that all the blame was, it's a lot easier to vilify an individual and say, this one individual is the problem, like that scene in Saving Private Ryan, where the sniper of the group said, sir, if you're asking me, you get me within a mile of Hitler and, you know, pack your bags, boys, the war's over, because I'll take out Hitler and that's the end of the war. It's like, but that's not the end of the war, because you still, you know, you're dealing with this figure as though that's all there is to it, and that's not all there is to it, right?
No, there isn't. A lot of people forget that after Hitler either committed suicide or killed a lookalike and left for parts unknown, Admiral Dönitz, who was the head of the U-boats, basically became the Führer. And there was actually a second Führer, and he basically negotiated Germany's surrender.
Yeah, and there was that's one thing I respect about David Irving, is he looked at how unfair and biased things are. Like, basically, the Allies had captured 10 tons of documents, and they sifted through everything. And the only thing they allowed the defense to see was the documents that seem incriminating when you look at them in isolation. But it's like, yeah, but what about all the documents that said that we intended to feed and clothe and take care of these, you know, basically slave labor inmates? You know, we intended to take good care of them. And you people came in and did all these things. And it's like, this is the situation you people thrust on us because you destroyed our transportation infrastructure. And obviously, when you have a large fraction of the farming, the farming sector of the economy is being conscripted, yeah, you're not going to have as much food to go around. Like, duh, really? So, you know,
well, those pictures of emaciated people in the slave labor camps, that wasn't due to starvation. It was due to the typhus epidemics that swept Germany near the end of the war, which apparently the German soldiers who were retreating from Russia brought it back with them. And whether they simply picked it up naturally or the Soviet Union had weaponized typhus is unknown at this point. But it absolutely ravaged Germany. And that's why everybody was looking thin and emaciated like that, because of the typhus.
Yeah, and that you know, that's the thing, is that the uphill battle we're up against is people have this delusion that we're the good guys because of this dishonest narrative. And, you know, I understand your reservations about the bad side of religion are well noted. I am completely with you about people abusing religion to force their own thing or to be exalted in the eyes of people who ought to know better, whatever. But there is an all-knowing creator, and he sees through all those lies. That's where, when I agree with Thomas Jefferson, I tremble for my nation when I ponder that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. And you try to explain that to these people who are so enamored with this lie. Well, you hate this country. It's like, no, I love God, therefore I love humanity. Yes, I love the people in this country, but it's for that very reason that I detest how evil is packaged to look like good, as though because of this dishonest narrative, therefore we're the good guys. And it's like, yeah, but it all falls apart when you realize that if all along the Taliban was right, for all the nasty, vile things that was said about the Taliban, if they were right all along when they said the reason why we can't hand over bin Laden is the body of evidence you people gave us does not prove that he did it. And that's why we can't hand him over to you. And, you know, and that's where people become like, the Taliban is evil and bad. And it's like, well, if they're as evil as you're making them out to be, why do you have to lie about
as much anymore? People have been burned enough, they've been made total fools of by their own government enough, where they're not ready to just grab that first belief, except for those who are in denial, and that's a shrinking minority. Anyway, Mark, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got a bunch of calls waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Vivian in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike. My question is about the military. No matter what the plans or the strategies, ultimately the final actor is the military. What happens to the men and women serving in the military, that they obey orders that they know may precipitate a domino effect that will ultimately result in the destruction of, if not the entire planet, certainly a significant portion of it. Is it part of their training, or is it that they're so isolated from one another that they can't coordinate a resistance? I mean, throughout history, we've always heard of incidents where the army or the military has refused to follow the orders of a tyrant or an emperor. What's happening today with modern-day military service personnel?
Well, I don't know the situation in the Canadian military, of course, but in the U.S. military, because of the Nuremberg trials, it is actually coded into the Uniform Code of Military Justice that our rank-and-file service people do have a right to refuse an order they consider to be illegal under international law. And unfortunately, though, those that do are subject to a tremendous amount of harassment. Lieutenant Aaron Watada, of course, is a good example of how that can happen. And, of course, part of the military training is to basically brainwash these soldiers and airmen and sailors into thinking they're right, the other guy is wrong. They're constantly propagandized to think that they're on the side of right, and the enemy is this dehumanized bunch of slants or krauts or gooks or hajis or whatever. And so it's a huge amount of brainwashing that goes on to make the military obedient, because you need an obedient military to be effective. There's this wonderful line out of the movie Crimson Tide. It's delivered by Gene Hackman, who's playing the commander of a U.S. nuclear ballistic missile submarine. And he says, "We're here to preserve democracy, not to practice it." And that is the attitude within the military.
Right. But with regard to your comment about not knowing about the Canadian military, I don't know either. I'm only from a distance. But my feeling is that I've seen so many U.S. military making announcements out of Halifax and other Canadian centers. I'm convinced the Canadian military is under the control of the U.S. military, and we know who the U.S. military is serving. Two other things that were brought up by your previous caller that I just have to comment on. It's not religion that divides people. It's human nature, because if it were not religion, humans would find some other reason to attack one another. Somehow it seems to be intrinsic within the human DNA that we're aggressive and acquisitive. And perhaps that's why it isn't history that repeats itself, but we're in a cycle of following the programming of our DNA. And today it's complicated by modern techniques of brainwashing. And I hearken back to reading once Nick Begich's harp.
Okay, Vivian, I'm sorry. I got to let you go for station identification. The problem is we are evolved from the apes, and we carry those ape instincts with us. And that is ultimately our doom and downfall. We need to evolve past that. We'll be right back after station identification.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.